Does a happy spouse make for a healthier you? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, William Chopic, assistant professor of psychology at Michigan State University, finds out.
What makes a person healthy? One interesting way to approach this question is to first identify whether or not a person is happy. Life satisfaction is associated with a wide array of positive outcomes. Better immune performance, better cardiovascular functioning, less vulnerability to stress, and even living longer. Not surprisingly, happy people are also healthy people. However, we live in the presence of other people, of course, and their well-being can have profound effects on us as well. One question we had was, is being surrounded by happy people good for our health then? We decided to focus on the most influential other in our lives, namely our significant other or romantic partner. My co-author Ed O'Brien and I measured the happiness and health of nearly 2,000 couples over the age of 50. We replicated previous work and found that happy people were not only healthier, but they were more physically active. More surprisingly, we found that being married to a happy partner was associated with better health, lower disability, and more physical activity. And this was all found over and above the effect of a person's own happiness. Our study is one of the only to show that another person's happiness is good for your health, and these effects can persist over a 6-year period. The next question we hope to tackle is, why is this the case? Do happy partners provide care to us when we're older, reminding us to take our medicine? Or do happy partners motivate us to be more active or eat healthier? Or do we just worry less about our partners if they're happy? As we examine these questions, we hope to identify other ways that couples can live happier and ultimately healthier lives together.
That was William Chopic of Michigan State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.